Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. It's Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministries. I'm so delighted today to be back on our radio broadcast for our study in the Word of God. I just give God all the praise and glory on tonight. I magnify his holy name tonight. I just thank and praise him for all that he does. God is such a good God, and he's so worthy, hallelujah, to be praised. I just give reverence to God who is my life and to Apostle Dean's in his absence, and to each one of you, my brothers and sisters in Christ. We're going to have a short devotion. Then we're going to read the Word of God, and we're going to answer the questions of Prophet this morning. I'm going to read Psalms 27 in the first 15 verses into Psalms. Wait a minute. I'm going to read Psalms 27 and the first 15 verses into Psalms 28, and you'll take it from there because we got 28 and 29 together. So we're going to go like that. But let me start our devotion.
Apostle, are you talking about in Numbers?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're going to read the first 15?
In chapter 28. Do you see it's 33 verses? Let me see. Yeah, I think it's 31 verses in 28. So I read the first 15. You read the second, the 16 to 31, and read chapter 29.
Are we not doing
27? I'm doing 27. I'm gonna read 27, and the first 15 verses in 28.
Okay.
And you read 16 to 31 in 28, and the whole chapter 29.
Okay, I get
you. You see what I'm saying? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. What's happening? Come on, man.
Oh, my name.
I'm supposed to read the scripture first. Let me read the scripture. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without a cause. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy path. Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindness, for they have been ever of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions according to thy mercy. Remember thou me for thy goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore will he teach sinners in the way. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his ways. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimony. For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. I have just read you the first 13 verses in Psalms 25. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. I'm just going to let the music play for another couple of minutes. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace tonight, God, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, I confess and I repent right now. And I ask your forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on tonight. God, I come tonight, God, just humbly before your throne of grace, God, in the name of Jesus, asking you to let Deborah decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase and minister to us on tonight. Teach us your word, God. Teach us your precept, God. Teach us your statutes, God. We need you tonight, God. And we can't make it without you tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, I ask you tonight, God, to move me from this flesh that you may use this vessel, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, do it tonight, God. Open up our minds and open up our hearts that we may receive your word on tonight. In the name of Jesus, Father, we just thank you for your holy word, God, and we thank you for this Bible study, God. Teach us, Lord, teach our hearts on tonight. Put that word down in our hearts, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you now. I ask you to cover everyone under the sound of my voice. Cover every member on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Encamp angels all around they and their families tonight, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus, we just ask all these things in your name and for the sake of God. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. We just thank and praise God. I'm going to start reading here at 27:7. One minute, y'all. The Lord is... No, that's Psalms. Woo. All right. Okay. Then came the daughters of Zelo. What's that? Zelophehad. The sons of Hefer. The sons of Gilead. The son of Machar. The son of Manasseh. Of the families of Manasseh, the son of Joseph. And these are the names of his daughters, Mahala, Noah, and Hogla, and Milcah, and Tarzan. And they stood before Moses, and before Eleazar the priest, and before the prince, in all the generations by the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, saying, our father died in the wilderness, and he was not in the company of them that gathered themselves together against the Lord in the company of Korah, but died in his own sin and had no son. Why should the name of our father be done away with from among his family because he had no sons? Give unto us, therefore, a possession among the brethren of our father. And Moses brought their cause before the Lord. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, the daughter of Zelophehad speak right. Thou shalt surely give them a possession of an inheritance among their father's brethren. And thou shalt cause the inheritance of their father to pass unto them. And thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel, saying, if a man die and have no sons, then ye shall cause his inheritance to pass unto his daughters. And if he have no daughters, then ye shall give his inheritance unto his brethren. And if he have no brethren, then ye shall give his inheritance unto the father's brethren. And if his father had no brethren, then ye shall give his inheritance unto his kinsman that is next to him of his family, and he shall possess it, and it shall be unto the children of Israel a statute of judgment, as the Lord commanded Moses. And the Lord said unto Moses, get thee up unto this mount, Abiram, and see the land which I have given unto the children of Israel. And when thou hast seen it, thou also shalt be gathered unto thy people as Aaron, thy brethren, was gathered. For ye rebelled against my commandments in the desert of Zin, in the strife of the congregation, to sanctify me as the water before their eyes. That is the water of Meribah in Kadesh in the wilderness of Zin. And Moses spake unto the Lord, saying, let the Lord, the God of the spirits of all flesh, set a man over the congregation, which may go out before them, and which may go in before them, which may lead them out, which may bring them in, that the congregation of the Lord be not as sheep, which have no shepherd. And the Lord said unto Moses, take thee Joshua, the son of Nun, a man in whom is the, and lay thy hands upon him, and set him before Eleazar the priest, and before all the congregation, and give him a charge in their sight. And thou shalt put some of thine honor upon him, that all the congregation of the children of Israel may be obedient. And he shall stand before Eleazar the priest, who shall ask counsel for him after the judgment of Urim before the Lord. At his word shall they go out, and at his word shall they come in, both he and all the children of Israel with him, even all the congregation. And Moses did as the Lord commanded him, and he took Joshua and set him before Eleazar the priest, and before all the congregation, and he laid his hands upon him and gave him a charge as the Lord commanded by the hands of Moses. Chapter 28. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, command the children of Israel, and say unto them, my offering and my bread for my sacrifices made by fire for a sweet savor unto me shall ye observe to offer unto me in their due season. And thou shalt say unto them, this is the offering made by fire which ye shall offer unto the Lord. Two lambs of the first year without spot, day by day for a continual burnt offering. The one lamb shalt thou offer in the morning, and the other lamb shalt thou offer in the eve. And part of an elf of flour for a meat offering, mingled with the fourth part of a hen of beaten oil. It is a continual burnt offering, which was ordained in Mount Sinai for a sweet savor, a sacrifice made by fire unto the Lord. And the drink thereof shall be the fourth part of a hen for one lamb. In the holy place shall thou cause the strong wine to be poured into the Lord for a drink offering. And the other lamb shall thou offer at eve, as the meat offering of the morning, and as the drink offering thereof, thou shalt offer it as a sacrifice made by fire of a sweet savor unto the Lord. And on the Sabbath day, two lambs of the first year without spot, and two tenth deals of a flour for a meat offering mingled with oil, and the drink offering thereof. This is the burnt offering of every Sabbath besides the continual burnt offering and his drink offering. And in the beginning of your month, ye shall offer a burnt offering unto the Lord, two young bullocks and one ram, seven lambs of the first year without spot, and three-tenths deal of flour for a meat offering, mingled with oil for one bullock, and two-tenths deal of flour for a meat offering, mingled with oil for one ram, and several tenths deal of flowers mingled with oil for a meat offering unto the lamb, for a burnt offering to a sweet savor, a sacrifice made by fire unto the Lord. And their drink offering shall be half a hen of wine unto a bullock, and the third part of a hen unto a ram, and a fourth part of hen unto a lamb. This is the burnt offering of every month throughout the months of the year. And one kid of the goat for a sin offering unto the Lord shall be offered besides the continual burnt offering and his drink offering. Amen.
Amen. And in the 14th day of the first month is the Passover of the Lord. And in the 15th day of this month is a feast. 7 days shall unleavened bread be eaten, and the first day shall be in holy convocation. Ye shall do no manner of servile works therein, but ye shall offer a sacrifice made by fire for a burnt offering unto the Lord, 2 young bullocks and 1 ram and 7 lambs of the first year. They shall be unto you without blemish. And their meat offering shall be of flour mingled with oil. 3/10 deal shall ye offer for a bullock, and 2/10 deals for a ram. A several-tenth deal shalt thou offer for every lamb throughout the 7 moons, and 1 goat for a sin offering to make an atonement for you. Ye shall offer these beside the burnt offering in the morning, which is for a continual burnt offering. After this manner, you shall offer daily throughout the 7 days the meat of the sacrifice made by fire of a sweet savor unto the Lord. It shall be offered beside the continual burnt offering and his drink offering. And on the seventh day, you shall have an holy convocation. You shall do not servile. You shall do no servile is work. Mm-hmm. Also, in the day of the first fruit, when you bring a new meat offering unto the Lord, after your week be out, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no servile work, but you shall offer the burnt offering for a sweet savor unto the Lord, 2 young bullocks, 1 ram, 7 lambs of the first year, and their meat offerings of the flour mingled with oil, 3/10 deal unto 1 bullock, 2/10 deal unto 1 ram, a several-tenth deal unto 1 lamb throughout the 7 lambs, and 1 kid of the goats to make an atonement for you. You shall offer them beside the continual burnt offering and his meat offering that shall be unto you without blemish, and their drink offering. Chapter 29. And in the seventh month of the first day of the month, you shall have an holy convocation. You shall do no servile work. It is a day of blemish. No, it is a day of blowing the trumpet unto you. And you shall offer a burnt offering for a sweet savor unto the Lord, 1 young bullock, 1 ram, and 7 lambs of the first year without blemish. And their meat offering shall be of flour mingled with oil, 3/10 deals for a bullock, and 2/10 deals for a ram, and 1/10 deal for 1 lamb throughout the 7 lambs, and 1 kid of the goats for a sin offering to make an atonement for you. Beside the burnt offering of the month and his meat offering and the daily burnt offering and his meat offering and their drink offering according unto their manner for a sweet savor, a sacrifice made by fire unto the Lord. And you shall have on the 10th day of the 7th month of the holy convocation, and ye shall afflict your soul. Ye shall not do any work therein, but ye shall offer a burnt offering unto the Lord for a sweet savor, 1 young bullock, 1 ram, and 7 lambs of the first year. They shall be unto you without blemish. And their burnt offering shall be of the flour mingled with oil, 3/10 deal of the bullock, and 2/10 deals of 1 ram, a several-tenth deal for 1 lamb throughout the 7 lambs, 1 kid of goat for a sin offering, besides the sin offering of atonement and the continual burnt offering and the meat offering of it and their drink offering. And on the 15th day of the seventh month, ye shall have an holy convocation. Ye shall do no servile work, and ye shall keep a feast unto the Lord 7 days. And ye shall offer a burnt offering, a sacrifice made by fire, of a sweet savor unto the Lord. 13 young bullocks, 2 rams, and 14 lambs of the first year. They shall be without blemish, and their meat offering shall be of flour mingled with oil, 3/10 deals unto every bullock of the 13th bullock, 2/10 deals to each round of the 2 rounds, and a several tenth deal to each lamb of the 14 lambs, and 1 kid of the goat for a sin offering. Besides the continual burnt offerings, his meat offerings, and his drink offerings. And on the second day, ye shall offer 12 young bullocks, 2 rams, 14 lambs of the first year without spot, and their meat offerings and their drink offerings for the bullocks, for the rams, and for the lambs shall be according to their number after the manner. And 1 kid of the goats for the sin offering, besides the continual burnt offering, and the meat offering thereof, and their drink offering. And on the third day, 11 bullocks, 2 rams, 14 lambs of the first year without blemish, and their meat offerings and their drink offerings for the bullocks, for the rams, and for the lambs shall be according to their number after the manner. And 1 goat for a sin offering, besides the continual burnt offering, and his meat offering, and his drink offering. And on the fourth day, 10 bullocks, 2 rams, and 14 lambs of the first year without blemish. Their meat offering and their drink offering for the bullocks, for the rams, and for the lambs shall be according to their number after the manner. And 1 kid of the goats for a sin offering besides the continual burnt offering, his meat offering, and his drink offering. And on the fifth day, 9 bullocks, 2 rams, and 14 lambs of the first year without spot, and their meat offerings and their drink offerings for the bullocks, for the rams, and for the lambs shall be according to their number after the manner. And 1 goat for a sin offering besides the continual burnt offering, and his meat offering, and his drink offering. And on the sixth day, 8 bullocks, 2 rams, and 14 lambs of the first year without blemish, and their meat offering, and their drink offering, for the bullocks, for the rams, and for the lambs, shall be according to their number after the manner. And 1 goat for a sin offering besides the continual burnt offering, his meat offering, and his drink offering. And on the seventh day, 7 bullocks, 2 rams, and 14 lambs of the first year without blemish, and their meat offering and their drink offering for the bullocks, for the rams, and for the lambs shall be according to their manner after the numbers. To their number after the manner. And 1 goat for a sin offering besides the continual burnt offering, his meat offering, and his drink offering. On the eighth day, ye shall have a solemn assembly. Ye shall do no servile work therein, but ye shall offer a burnt offering, a sacrifice made by fire of a sweet savor unto the Lord. 1 bullock, 1 ram, 7 lambs of the first year without blemish. Their meat offering and their drink offering for the bullock, for the ram, and for the lamb shall be according to that number after the manner. And 1 goat for a sin offering besides the continual burnt offering, and his meat offering and his drink offering. These things ye shall do unto the Lord in your set feast beside your vows and your free will offering for your burnt offerings and for your meat offerings and for your drink offerings and for your peace offerings. And Moses told the children of Israel according to all that the Lord commanded Moses. Amen.
Amen. Amen. This is some good study for us. This is some good study for us. Okay, let's answer these questions. Chapter 27, A. What did the daughters of Elophehad come before Moses? Why did the daughters of Elophehad come before Moses? Why did they come before Moses? And that's in 27 verses 3 and 4. Go ahead.
Is it because he didn't have no daughter? I mean, no son.
Right. No son.
Oh, our father died in the wilderness, and he was not in the company of them that gathered themselves together against the Lord in the company of Korah, but died in his own sin and had no son. Yeah. Why should they name of our father be done away from among his family because he has no son? Give unto us there for a possession among the brethren of our father. Okay, so they was wanting their daddy's stuff because he didn't have no son to pass the stuff down to. So they like, well, he our daddy, so why shouldn't we get his stuff?
That's right. They had no inheritance. That's right, because there was no sons of their fathers among them. That's absolutely right. So what law did God enforce in this situation? 9 and 11, verses 9 and 11. See it. And if he had no daughter, then ye shall give his inheritance unto his brethren. And 11 says, and if his father had no brethren, then you shall give his inheritance unto his kingdom, kinsman that is next to him of his family, and he shall possess it, and it shall be unto the children of Israel a statute of judgment, as the Lord commanded Moses. So he just made these laws. He just made them up for that situation, because they had just came before Moses and asked, you know, why come we can't have his inheritance? He got all this stuff, and he didn't have no son. So why we can't have our dad's stuff? That's awesome. And the Lord made it so that they got it. Number two. Uh-oh, y'all. Give me a minute. Somebody at my front door. Oops. Sorry, y'all. I'm so sorry, y'all. Still got to go back, but so anyway, it says, who did God say will replace Moses?
Was it Joshua?
It was Joshua. It was Joshua. And why? Why? And the Lord said unto Moses, get thee up in this mount, Abiram, and see the land which I have given unto the children of Israel. And when you have seen it, thou also shall be gathered unto thy people as Aaron thy brother was gathered. For you or ye rebelled against my commandment in the desert of Zin and in the strife of the congregation to sanctify me at the water before their eyes. That is the water of Meribah in Kadesh in the wilderness of Zin. So he disobeyed God. He disobeyed God, Moses did. That's why he said Joshua will replace him. So chapter 28 and 29 is just this one question. It says, what was the purpose of God, for God, of instructing the people of Israel about the offering again? Why did he do that? Anyway, and it ain't no verse because it's a whole chapter. And what it is, it was because Moses was getting ready to die for disobeying God. And they were to be reminded of what they were to do to please God and how to follow his instructions. So that's why they was, you know, taking them through, or told Moses to take them through all them steps. He got in chapter 29 and 30, I think. He's going to take him through some more steps to do what God called them to do or tell them to do and not to disobey God, because Moses getting ready to die at the end of Numbers. So he's going to be off the scene, because you can't disobey God. When God tell you to do something, he'll kill you. People don't think, oh, not the Lord, he won't do that. Yes, he will. If he did it to Moses, he'll do it to you. Disobeying. He is a God that don't never change. He don't never change. So I keep hating to have to end our Bible class early, but his son here trying to get him up out this chair, and he can't do it by himself. So y'all just be praying for me and for your granddaddy or your daddy. And we'll take it from there, but it was really good. I enjoyed the reading and everything. I knew it was coming. So anyway, we'll be right back here tomorrow at this very same time for our Praise Prayer and Prophecy Hour. I love y'all. Y'all have a good night. I'm going to try to help him get up. Okay?
Love you too. Have a good night, Mom.
Love you too. I'm right, baby. I'm right. Good night.
Good night.